USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
French President Emmanuel Macron refused a Kremlin request that he take a Russian COVID-19 test when he arrived to see President Vladimir Putin this week. His reasoning was right out of a spy novel. Macron refused to take the test because he wanted to prevent Russia from getting a hold of his DNA, as reported by Reuters. The two leaders did meet from opposite sides of a large table to discuss Russia's military buildup. As more and more states are dropping mask mandates, one restaurant owner and an employee tells 8 News Now in Las Vegas, Nevada, they're happy the masks are gone.
I have customers, they come from Texas and Florida. They say, oh, we don't have to wear a mask over there. Why do I have to do it over here? And just, it's a constant, like, aggravating, I'm excited.
It's amazing. I mean, you go to Florida, you never even have to wear a mask, so it's awesome that we finally decided to get rid of them.
USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
When you were first hired at your job, you may have agreed to something under the terms of employment that you were not aware of.
The Senate has followed the House in passing a measure that would end forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assault and harassment. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
For decades, arbitration clauses have been routinely tucked into the fine print of employment contracts. Today, they impact about 60 million Americans. And many people may not even realize such clauses affect them until it is too late.
The bill now heads to President Biden for him to sign. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Astronomers have discovered a third planet orbiting Proxima Centauri, the star closest to our sun. Called Proxima Centauri D, the newly spotted world is a bit smaller than Earth, but sits within the Goldilocks zone, meaning that it could have liquid oceans and support life. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrat strategist James Carville on CNN last night said the House Select Committee investigating the riot of the U.S. Capitol on January 6 would not influence voters in the 2022 midterms. Yet inflation is a disaster recipe.
Act like you know what you're doing. Said it's going to come down. We have policies in place. And if it comes down, you'll have a pretty good year. If it's still 7.5%, you're going to lose no matter what. But bet on the come. 14 of LRs, don't talk about them, say, I have policies in place, we do, that we feel confident will bring this down. And if it comes down, you look great. If it doesn't come down, well, you're never bad in November. Just go out, act like a winner, act like you know what you're doing, act like it's going to work. And by the way, 14 of LRs think it's going to come down, well, bet on them. But you got to act like you know what you're doing. And you go from there, but you got to exude confidence. Well, COVID's dropping. I mean, like anybody else, I track the numbers every day. It's like this huge drop here in the last few weeks. And I don't know. I'm not a public health person, but public health people think this is going to continue. And COVID is a drag. I mean, we thought we were doing better in December. This hit us, and that has a productive effect on a lot of things, presidential approval being one of them. But it looks like a lot of smart people think it's going to get better. I hope smart people are right.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.